Hey everyone, this is Throw Away Your Lust, and today I'm answering my very own questionnaire, Come Hard, Game Harder. And I came up with this because I just discovered that there's like a mini gaming community here and I didn't even know. After requesting an M4F audio for video games and, you know, some sexy times. And some of you guys actually delivered, and thank you very much for doing so. I appreciate it, and I also appreciate the little audios that some of you have sent me. If you ever feel bold enough, I encourage you to post it public as well, because I think some ladies will be happy about that too. Anyway, let's get started. Number one, who is the video game character you are most similar to? I would say Aloy of Horizon Zero Dawn. She's one of the most realistic characters I've ever seen, and she's basically a very curious, headstrong, intense, stubborn girl, and I think I really relate to that. She doesn't take bullshit. She's kind of sarcastic, and she also loves to explore, and she's smart. She wants to explore. She wants to connect things together, and I think that's me. Most of the time I find myself asking a lot of questions. Sometimes it goes a little too far. I am a pretty intense person at times, especially when it's something I'm passionate about. Is it not obvious? This is why I'm making long-ass questionnaires like this when it comes to video games. Definitely Aloy, I think. Now I only wish if I had like her incredible huntress instincts, I would be a happy gal. Two, who is the video game character you idolize the most? I would say Yennefer of The Witcher 3. The Witcher series, but she only shows up in The Witcher 3. I mean, people call her a bitch, and a lot of people prefer Yennefer over Triss over Yennefer. But I like Yennefer because, yes, she may do whatever she wants to get what she wants, but she just really wants the good things for the people she loves. And I mean, with Geralt, perhaps from time to time she will ask him to do her bidding without telling him the truth, but most of these things usually end up as a good thing in the end. Especially there's this one time where she asked Geralt to help her capture a spirit. It's called the Djinn, and it's like a twisted version of the genie. Because in the past, Geralt protected him and her by making a request with a djinn, and that request has basically bonded the two of them together forever. And Yennefer wanted to reverse that. Why she wanted to reverse it? Because she wanted to know if the love she felt for Geralt is real or not. And I think that's an amazing thing to do, to figure out if the love between you and a person that you care for about is real. And I think that's one of the main things that got me to stick with Yennefer. And also she's very confident about herself and her sexuality, and I would very much like to be that kind, like to reach that level of confidence and badassery that she portrays very well. Three, if you could live the life of any video game character, whose life would you choose? I would choose Ezio Auditore's. Ezio had a very full life, and he's learned so much, not just about him, but also about the world. And I would very much like to live a life like that. Of course, it wasn't all just fun and games. There were very serious moments with Ezio, but the main point is that he's helped a lot of people, and at the same time he's learned a lot of things, and I would very much like to experience that journey if I could. Four, in a video game version of Hunger Games / Battle Royale, which character will you choose to emulate to ensure your victory? I would choose Dante of Devil May Cry before the reboot, because aside from his superhuman abilities, his half-demon abilities, if you will, he also has an incredible arsenal of tools in his belt. And I think it's called demon arms, and basically each demon arm has different abilities, and he wields all of them incredibly well. And I think, you know, with a character as versatile and as strong as he is, I think I could win. Number 5, create your own character. What's your character name? Well, I have a better character name, but I don't want to share it with everyone because, you know, it might be a little too revealing. But my other character name would probably be Artemis. It's ridiculous, of course, but I guess from all the goddesses in Greek mythology, Artemis sounded like the most badass because she's the sister of Apollo, and she wields, you know, she's also a huntress, and I'm very attracted to huntresses, and she's like Athena, except she's more, I imagine her being a little more quick, a little more nimble than her. And yeah, I don't have the mastery of Greek mythology, and this is just going with what I remember back in high school. So yeah, definitely my character name would be Artemis. What are your abilities? Pick two. Well, obviously, sticking to the theme, the first one would be incredible huntress instincts, similar to that of Aloy. And the second one would be healing. Super healing, because that would practically make me kind of invincible. Like, perhaps the only way to beat me would be to one-shot me. So yeah, that would be my two abilities. And hey, you get a partner in your journey. What's your character's sidekick like? I would like a sidekick like Dante. Someone who's loud, who's brash, who's very confident in himself. Someone who's very talented and very, you know, just with a devil may care attitude. Because knowing me, I'd be a little more paranoid. I'd be very intense. I'd be very not cold, but frigid. Oh no, that's not the right word. Not frigid, but you know, someone who's aloof. Who's a little more aloof, and I think having a side character like Dante would be a great balance. Level 2, the world. Which video game universe is your favorite? The Assassin's Creed universe, because there's something about conspiracy theories being meshed together that just makes it, you know, making it feel like it's the real thing. There's just something really cool and scary about that. Yeah, the whole underground battle, a war that the world never sees, the threat of an alien / god-like race coming to get us. It was pretty cool. And the fact that, you know, historical people are actually have double lives. You know, I would read books and books of the lore if you know such a thing exists. Which video game universe do you think you can thrive in the most? Oof, okay. You know, I think I would thrive in a Watch Dogs type of universe where hackers are you know, good at what they do, because I don't know, hacking is a, I don't know how to hack, but that is something that I would learn the shit out of if I got the opportunity. So, and if that happens, I feel like I'm gonna be really good at it. So yeah, definitely the Watchdog universe, no matter how average that game is. If you could be an NPC in any game, which video game would you choose to live, and what would be your role? I would be an NPC for Dragon Age. In fact, I would be a romanceable character in Dragon Age, and my role would be the nonchalant ally in the hero's squad. Someone who doesn't really care, who's probably in it just for the money or just for herself, who's quite selfish. But at the same time, she could read the hero's struggles, and she would sometimes give sage advice that she doesn't really mean to, and that would show that how much she cares about the team, but she won't admit it. So she has like some slight Tsundere tendencies. that would be me. You can combine two universes in one game. What would those two universes be? I would like to combine Halo's universe and Horizon Zero Dawn's universe, just because I want to see the lore that people would come up with, the crazy lore that would, you know, that we could see if those two worlds combined. Because I feel like Horizon Zero Dawn has rich lore that the devs can probably still dig into, and Halo itself has some incredible lore for an FPS game, and those two being set in the future, and those two being with Halo's focus being the war, while Horizon Zero Dawn's focus being after the war, you know, I would love to see the stories that people would come up with if those two universes collided. You can put 5 video game characters together in one typical medieval setting. Who would they be and what would they do? I would first put in Dante. I would then put in Bayonetta. I would also put in Aloy. What a weird combination. I would also put in... I don't know. Who's the fourth? Oh, I would put in Geralt. This is a crazy combination. And then I would put in... They have to have a voice of reason. So now Geralt would be the voice of reason. Who could I put? Yeah, I'd probably put in Cortana. It's a mess, I know. But what would they do? They would just probably freak out about everything. I mean, I feel like Dante and Geralt would argue, because Geralt would think that they're... I don't think so. I don't think they'd argue. I don't know. I just thought of it, putting all of them together, because I just think that would be a crazy mixed... that would be the most unproductive but most badass team that I could think of. They'd probably argue with each other a lot, but they would work well as a team in a way. Because, I don't know, that's just what why did I think of that? Whatever. 6, if you can create your own video game universe, what would it look like? I have this idea of infinite creation, but gods won't exist. It would be humans being able to create anything and everything that they desire. And these creations are, you can do anything, right? But the act of creating would be limited. Like, for example, a certain human race would only be able to create by drawing them on paper, by drawing their creations on paper. Other human beings would only be able to create by writing them down. Other human beings would only be able to create by... constructing them one by one, but they would be able to do it rapidly. And there would be limits like, there would be limits where certain materials won't mesh well together if a certain human does it. I don't know, it's a weird game universe that I thought of, and basically there would be like an intense strife between races, where there would only be one to dominate, where they're all fighting for domination. And the act of creating infinitely in a space that is limited basically suffocates this world and basically threatens them all if they continue to do so. And they create mutants and morphed beings and morphed things that some are useful, others are not. So basically, it's a video game universe that reflects on humans' greed to be more and to do more, not thinking of the consequences. I don't know why I thought of that. But yeah. Next, the story. Remember the character you were making? What would be their backstory? So my backstory, Artemis' backstory, would probably be once being a good person, but losing someone she is dear to, and it's cliche. And she doesn't find anything. She doesn't have any more motivations left, except for the fact that before this special person died, or you know, before this special person died, that special person's wish is that she would live a full life, and she tries to fulfill that, but every day of her not seeing this person, she feels like she's dying herself, her soul is dying herself, and that's why her only motivation ends up being money and other very materialistic things. What would their role in their universe be? The reluctant hero, definitely. I don't know, I'm just a sucker for these kinds of things. The reluctant hero who has no choice, but, you know, even though she says that she just wants money, she just wants to be, you know, to stick to her materialistic ways, the creed of this special person would drive her to do something good for once, and that might change her. Who or what is their enemy? Humans, demons, sentient beings, a political agenda, their own selves. There would be a separate enemy, probably, perhaps, demons, but their true enemy would be their own selves, definitely, because I imagine her being at the crossroads at one point in the game, and her deciding if she should continue her path of, you know, becoming a person for other people, or living just for herself, and just for the fact that she was asked to live on. Number five, will your character have a happy ending or a sad one? I'd like to think that my game would probably have multiple endings, and that the sad ending would be, the one where she doesn't find fulfillment at all after what she's done, even though she succeeds in becoming a hero for the world, I guess. Her choices moving on to that climax would basically mean that she would still live a sad life after all of that. And the happy ending would, of course, where she will feel fulfilled about everything. Level 4, an anticlimactic end. What is your favorite game? My favorite game? Why did I ask this? I can't think of a favorite game. I think I can. Dragon Age Inquisition would be my favorite game. Because the choices there really fucked me over. And it's not just the choices of, like, the main story, but the choices of the side characters really, really stressed me out. I played multiple rounds of Dragon Age Inquisition because I wanted to get the right ending without looking at the walkthroughs, and every choice I made was shook me. Dragon Age Inquisition. What is the most influential game in your life? Assassin's Creed 2. I didn't end up becoming a conspiracy theorist, but I did end up thinking of their creed, which is nothing is true and everything is permitted, which basically just means to have an open mind in everything, and that's what I And that's also the game that basically opened the doors for me, where, 'cause in the past, all the games that I would play is Call of Duty, Halo, Rainbow Six, even simulator games like The Sims, Roller Coaster Tycoon. I had a very limited selection of games, and when I played Assassin's Creed, it not only opened my world to, oh, there are other games that are pretty re really really cool, and there are narrative driven games that are really great. But it also helped me appreciate the work of developers. Because in my country, there's a lot of piracy going on, and I would admit to myself that I've pirated once or twice since I'm in high school and I can't afford buying expensive video games. And when I got into college and I tried Assassin's Creed series, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna save for every game that I would play, because that would make the game just so much wor more worth it. Number three, what is the game you play the most? It's a tie between Civilization and The Sims. Civilization helped me in my history class back in high school, so I played a shit ton of that. And The Sims because, for obvious reasons. Number four, what do you value more in a game? Narrative, gameplay, graphics, competition, or community? Narrative is basically what drives me to complete a game. Gameplay follows after that, and then community right after that. Because if you have a shitty community, it's really not a, it's really not healthy for you to stay, at least for me, who is always second guessing what she's doing. Even though she always comes across like she d Why am I speaking about myself in third person? Okay, because I want a really good community because I second guess myself a lot, and to have an encouraging community, to have a creative community in a gaming, in a video game is really cool to have, and I think that's one of the main things that would make me stay playing a video game, especially if it's an MMORPG. And five, recommend one game for you guys. Well, I said for me, but for everyone. I would highly, highly recommend that you play Kingdoms of Amalur. It is one of the most underrated games I've ever played. It really upset me that they closed, that the studio who made Kingdoms of Amalur closed down. But definitely do play Kingdoms of Amalur. It launched at the same time as Skyrim, which is why I think it wasn't really popular then. But it just has some great fun gameplay. It has a decent narrative. The world isn't that big, but it's still pretty cool. The lore is incredible as well. So yeah, Kingdoms of Amalur, guys. All right, that's about wraps it up. It is, wow, 23 minutes already, huh? Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for participating in my questionnaire, and I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble about video games. Bye.